Yep, boy, I wish a guy was clutching a trash bag of fruit right now. It's a weird euphemism, but you'll get it later, don't worry.
So, as I mentioned last week, just got back from China. Well, as of last week, just got back from China. So, been back from China for a little bit. I was super excited for the ride home, because up until now, going to China has been a 24-hour nightmare. Because I would have to fly from Salt Lake to Seattle or San Francisco, and then fly to Shanghai or Beijing or Seoul, and then fly to the city where my wife is from. But this time, we were going to Shanghai. And we were coming from Seattle. So I was able to fly straight there. So instead of 24 hours, it was 12 hours, which is huge. No layovers, no BS, nothing. Super excited. So I'm sitting in the plane, grinning way more than somebody about to go on a 12-hour plane should be. But I'm just excited. Can't wait to get home. Can't wait to not, you know, have to sleep in the Seoul airport. This is going to be awesome. So I'm sitting on the aisle. And then this lady comes up and is like, oh, my seat's the one next to you. So I get out and let her sit down. And she's a young, approachably attractive Chinese lady. And we chit-chat a little bit. And I go back to listening to my podcast. And she starts flipping through the magazine. And they shut the doors. And we realize there are seats all around us that are just empty. So, like, when that guy got in a fight about the not getting off the plane, it's really worked out for the rest of us, because now they don't overbook planes, so now sometimes there's empty seats. So she turns to me and she's like, do you mind if I sit up there instead, because the two seats in front of us are empty? And I'm like, well, I'll try really hard not to be offended, but yeah, go for it. I was actually considering doing the same thing, but I was going to wait till we actually took off. Because I've had it happen before where they've shut the door. The seat next to me is open. This is the best day ever. And then they open it, let somebody else in, and they sit down. So she goes and she sits up there. Plane takes off. We're doing great. There is a guy sitting two rows up and across the aisle from us who looks like the Monopoly guy gone feral. He's just got shaggy, scary eyebrows. He's bald. He's wearing this frumpy, dirty sweatshirt, and he's got a garbage bag in his hand that he's protecting, and it turned out it was full of fruit. Like, when they brought around the snacks and like, would you like some peanuts, he's like, no, and he pulls out his bag and starts eating all these apples and stuff and just making a big fruit mess. So there's that guy getting to on time after dinner where it's time to sleep. So I lean up against the door and I put my leg up and kind of like kick back, taking full advantage of my two seats. Lady in front of me just goes to sleep. While I'm laying there, Mr. Monopoly Man starts getting in a fight with the guy in front of him, because the guy in front of him wants to recline, and Mr. Monopoly Man is having none of that bullshit, and he's just like pushing back, and the guy won't budge, and nobody cares, so no one's helping either one of them. So mid-flight, while this lady's asleep, he gets up, crosses the aisle, and sits down next to her, and just goes back to eating his fruit. So I wake up, notice that this has taken place. I'm like, interesting. I'm going to have to keep an eye on this situation for the podcast. And yeah, sure enough, when it came her time to wake up, she was a bit surprised to find that she had a roommate.
I've had situations that I've seen take place on planes, but I've never done an international flight. So every one of my flights is like, at the most, I mean, I guess there was one that like got stuck in the air for a while. We had to circle an airport while the storm passed. But most of them are typically like 2 hours at the most. So if something starts to play out, it's like, this is not going to go anywhere because we're going to land before this can fully like germinate and fester and become something. So I'm at times jealous, but mostly I'm fine with the fact that you have time for things like that to play out.
It was, I'll be honest, with the exception of her double take and her, who are you and why are you here questioning that came up late. Like, she did the double take, accepted it, went back to sleep, woke up an hour later, and then proceeded to grill the guy. Like, okay, who are you? You weren't here before. And he explained, yeah, that guy kept reclining. She's like, oh, so you're crazy and now I'm stuck with you. Wonderful. I should have sat by the bearded guy.
And Bearded's guy like, nope, I'm cool, thanks.
Bearded guy's like, hey, this is why you kick your leg up on the empty seat so it looks like you're saving for somebody. That's how you keep the crazy people.
The flight's been in the air for 3 hours. Nope, I'm sorry. I'm saving this for someone.
And just forewarning, when they get here, I'm giving them backsies. So, yeah, that was... It was interesting. She bolted pretty quick when she got a chance. And I never got to interview her and see what she thought of the whole situation. It did remind me of another time my wife and I were flying back from China. And so there's no direct flights from the Philippines to the United States. At least there wasn't at the time. There might be now. And we go to our seat and there's an old dude just sitting there. An old Filipino guy. Just, once again, clutching a bag of produce. He just had a little plastic bag full of bananas. That's all he had for checked luggage.
Is it like there's a something about Mary situation with fruit over there? Like, why are these people clutching trash bags of fruit?
I don't know. So, you can't bring it in. Like, Filipino guy, he never ate any of his bananas. The guy in my last flight, he was just eating fruit left and right. I don't know, like, if he was trying to make up for last time. My theory is he had some time away from his wife, and so he was able to eat what he want. So he ate like nothing but burgers and hot dogs. And then he knew his wife was going to ask, how much fruit did you eat while you were gone? And he's going to be able to honestly say, I ate a whole garbage bag of fruit while I was gone.
She's going to test him. I don't find any pineapple in your system. Lying pig.
So the old guy was sitting there with the bananas, and he was in one of our seats, and he didn't speak any English. This was an Air China flight, so none of the stewardesses spoke Tagalog or Cebuano or whatever Philippine dialect he spoke. So no one could tell him he wasn't in the seat. Like, they tried, and he didn't get it. So my wife sat on one side of him, and I sat on the other side, and we're like, let's try and make this as awkward as we can so he'll get it. And we're like trying to talk to each other over the guy. It took him a while to offer to change seats, but he did it.
I would say if he didn't do it eventually, then the joke's on you guys. The idiot's trying to make a routine out of it. He's just like, whatever, I stole your seat and I don't have to say anything. So
ain't nobody here can communicate with me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll win. I've got bananas.
Like when they finally make the announcement, you know, we're like 20 minutes out, we're beginning our descent into wherever we're going, and that's when he should stand up and be like, fine, I'll move. And you both would just
happy be like, now.
Yeah, you both would just be agape of like, I knew it!
He's playing us.
Yeah, I'm lucky that flying as a family, we fly as a family. That's me and my wife and my daughter. So we are clearly a like compact family unit. So nobody tries to talk to any of us. Like, they might remark of like how good she was during the flight, or hear her say something cute and smile and laugh. But otherwise, it's a nice way to get people to just mind their own business while you're flying. Because she's also not, you know, like screaming or throwing a fit. So lucky to not have that kid.
That's always nice. I remember the last time recently when I flew from Seattle. It was when I was flying to Vegas. When I flew from Vegas to Salt Lake, there was a guy with a son who was probably like 3 or 4 who was just a jabberwocky. Like, perfectly fine, very well behaved, but he would not stop talking. He was just asking his dad all kinds of questions. So it was me, him, and then his son against the window, just blah, 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 blah. And after like a half hour of this kid nonstop talking, the guy's like, I'm so sorry. I apologize. And like, dude, you don't need to feel bad. That's what kids do. He's like, I just feel embarrassed, like in front of all these strangers. And like the 3 men in front of him all turn around, like, don't worry, I have a kid. Yeah, I have kids just like that. Like everyone around's like, yeah, we're all dads here. We all get it. And he's like, wow, this is really nice. I'm like, yeah, this is what you get when you fly into Utah. Everyone's accepting of your children.
It should be like, so, where's your family? Oh, I'm cheating on my wife. And you? Oh, I'm seeing this gentleman here. We're having an affair together. It's like, oh, well, that's not what I thought it was then. Good day. It's just a whole plane of adulterers.
That's why I was flying to Vegas. Everything stayed there.
That sounds like a reality show. A plane of adulterers.
John's on a plane. So I think the worst plane experience I ever had was we were flying back from New York and the plane was super late. It was super slow. Finally, we get on the plane. I get in my seat and this was like I had just graduated college and started real work. And I get in my seat and I turn to the guy next to me and I realize I recognize him. He was the professor in the class I had the last semester that I didn't give a crap about and slept through exclusively. And he recognized me. So we had a wonderful chat about that. Now, this gentleman, very nice, very good person, also very big, and kind of took over my part of the seat just by the very nature of his girth. Not his fault that the airplanes are not built for what's becoming a much more normal body type. So we were on the runway. We're already like 2 hours late at this point. And we're just very slowly driving around, but not taking off. The captain comes, I'm like, okay, it looks like we're number two. So after this next little bit, we should be in the air and we can get you back home. Everyone's like, stoked. Awesome. This will be great. Half hour later, we're still on the ground. Captain comes on. So yeah, about that. I made a wrong turn on the runway. Now we're in the back of the line again. It's going to be another 2 hours before we can take off. However, to make it up to you, we will give everyone free headphones so that you can watch the movie. This was back when you had to still buy headphones.
Oh,
we're
going
to give everyone free headphones as an apology. Please enjoy tonight's movie, Wild Hogs, starring Tim Allen.
I'm sorry, a plane of adulterers would have been better.
And so we had to all sit there and watch Wild Hogs on repeat, because this is back when they only had one movie, and they only planned for one movie, and they just played it over and over again. Wild Hogs is not that funny of a movie.
No, I'm pretty sure it's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. The fat guy next to me, whose body was engulfing mine, thought it was hilarious, and laughed. Belly shaking laughed constantly as we slowly made our way
into hell.
Yeah,
into the hell. Well, that
we were already in hell. And I was sitting there thinking, wow, I look forward to the day when the Monopoly man eats a bunch of plums in front of me and then sleeps next to a lady.
Yep, boy, I wish a guy was clutching a trash bag of fruit right now. It's a weird euphemism, but you'll get it later, don't worry.
It sounds like someone's just grabbing you right in the fruit basket.
It does. It sounds like a Ric Flair move. Grab this trash bag of fruit. You mean grab his balls? Yes, I do.
He has to distract the referee, grab his nuts, flip him over. And laugh.
Pretty sure I've seen him do that.
Woo! And that's why, no matter what happens in the air, I maintain a happy attitude. Because it can always get worse. And I've been there.
It can always be Wild Hogs on repeat. Yeah.
The first thing I do, I go through the entire movie list on the thing. Yep. No Wild Hogs. We're good to go. No John Travolta in sight. We are good to go. Oh, God. What, someone pooped all over the bathroom? I don't care.
Nope. At least it ain't Wild Hogs, am I right? This guy knows what I'm talking about. Oh, wait, that's Tim Allen. Sorry. Oh, no, you do know what I'm talking about. Oh, good. Yes, sir. That's how I assume he still communicates after all these years.
He's a very articulate, intelligent man, and yet he's been reduced to feral grunt noises. It's his own fault.
He's also got some political thoughts that I think make him a piece of crap in my mind, but Yes, I assume. Just like if you saw Larry the Cable Guy, which I can't remember what his real name is, and you have to say, get her done, and he has to say it back to you. Tim Allen has to acknowledge your...
Well, that's the price you pay to hang out with Pamela Lee.
Yes. That's the price you pay indeed. Not syphilis.
Well...
grunting all the time.
Depends how much you hang out with her. Pretty sure Tim Allen didn't... She was never Pamela... Pam Allen?
Sure. That just sounds like her playing an alien in a movie. Which I'm sure she did.
That's Pamalian. She had four boobs in that one.
Consult a doctor if you have Pamalian.
Gets all over your fruit basket.
That's why you need a trash bag on it.
Yeah. That's like an alien condom. You wrap your fruit basket in a bag, and then you're good to go. You don't get Pamalian all over it. Got it.
This made sense when we started.
Remember when I talked about a plane? Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. To find more podcasts from our network, head on over to www.digitalstrips.com. You can also find us at twitter.com/digitalstrips, facebook.com/digitalstrips, or soundcloud.com/digitalstrips.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.